For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You're listening to the Bow Hunter Planet Podcast, your gateway to the wonderful world of archery and bow hunting. The Bow Hunter Planet Podcast would like to thank our outdoor partners for their support. It's because of these companies we can keep this show educating, entertaining, and growing the archery heritage. Please check out these partners' links in the description of this podcast. Now, your hosts, Tim and Dave. Enjoy the show.
Everyone, and welcome to the Gun Hunter / Bow Hunter Planet Podcast. We have a special guest today, Tony Smotherman from CVA. How you doing?
Man, anybody, I couldn't stand it, brother. How you doing?
Awesome. I get to talk guns now because usually it's, you know, bows, and you know I love bows too, but you know, guns are where my heart's at. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you got going on there at CVA right now?
Well, all I can say, sure, man, is pull up a chair. We're going to be here for a while. So just a quick introduction of who I am and what I do here for the CVA brand. Like I said, my name is Tony Smotherman. I've been in the hunting industry since the mid-90s. I've worked for CVA since 2010. My title is kind of a hoity-toity title of Head of Influencer Relations. I call it the Redneck Politician.
I love it.
Fortunately, my job is I get to deal with a lot of great folks across this country that we live in, man. I deal with all aspects of media. So that's our TV shows that we work with and sponsor, our national pro staff, shooting team members, magazine owners, editors, and the list goes on. If you're involved in media, typically you have to go through me to get to the CVA brand. So in my past life, I have done all of those jobs. So that's the reason that I do what I do here now at CVA. I've hosted outdoor TV shows for 15 years, was a magazine owner. Well, I started out as an outdoor writer in my late teens, then become a magazine owner and editor publisher for 10 years. Then went into television. And of course, the only thing I haven't done as a self-employed individual is a podcast. that kind of come along here a little later after I started working for CVA and become head of influencer relations. But I deal with a lot of great people out there in all aspects of media. And the greatest thing is I get to promote the outdoors and guns every day. And of course, really at the end of the day, the CVA brand is not a hard one that you have to sell. It has been around since 1971. We started building, they started building side lock muzzleloaders back in 71, and of course got us to where we're at today. Everybody knows us as basically the blue collar American muzzleloader company, but like everything else in the world that we touch, we're talking to a computer right now, and we all got smartphones. Technology has jumped in to the muzzleloading world, and now we have jumping from a side hammer muzzleloader, a flintlock, we're now into inlines and bolt action, long range 800 yard muzzleloaders and single shot rifles, and new for the last couple of years is what we call the CVA Cascade, which is our first introduction into the bolt action world. So a lot of technology in who CVA is and what we are today here in 2021.
Awesome. Tony, can you give us a little bit of a walkthrough of some of the guns that you do carry? I know, I think you've set some aside to kind of give us a walkthrough of some of them.
You betcha. So, like I said, we don't do side hammers and flintlock stuff anymore. We're into 2021 now. So I got a few things here set to my side here. Most everybody knows us for the last 10 years or so of building break open muzzleloaders, which is kind of what we've been known for. And for a break open muzzleloader, that's typically around a $500 gun. These things are wicked amazing. But some technologies in these break opens. So this gun here is a brand new break open for 2021. It's called an Acura MRX or Mountain Rifle Extreme. And in this gun here, along with the technology that we put into this thing, one thing that has really made us change the look of this MR, which MR has been out for the last couple of years, but this year it's MRX. So when you get this gun, everybody used to shoot back in the day, they used to shoot a 3x9x40mm scope, a 1-inch tube. So it's pretty simple to find rings and bases for those and keep a proper cheek weld, because basically the scope was really low to the barrel. But today everybody's shooting 30mm tubes, 50mm bell ends, or even some guys are shooting 56mm bell ends, big adjustable turrets, because these guns are capable of shooting long range. So just a little bit of back history. When I worked for another muzzleloading company back in the 90s and 2000s, 75 yards was kind of our maximum shot. And anything past that, we kind of felt uncomfortable. Once we got up to around the late 90s into 2000, we thought, well, we'll extend her out to 100 yards. We feel pretty comfortable at 100. Now we're shooting one of these muzzleloaders I'll show you here in a minute, but we're shooting at 800 yards. So to be able to extend the range of these muzzleloaders, we've also had to get better glass. You get better glass, you get bigger glass, which means the glass gets further off the barrel, which in turn makes your cheek weld change, which also can change your accuracy. So what we did is one of the super cool things here in this X-Series MR is the fact that we actually have an adjustable cheek piece. So if you see the line right here, there's a line right there. So you can actually raise and lower this cheek piece as you gain bigger optics for more long range, optimum shooting and things like that. So you have adjustable cheek piece. Now, these are nitrided. And if you're not familiar with nitride processing, the number one complaint about a muzzleloader is that they're hard to clean, they're dirty, they're very corrosive. The nitride process come along about 4 or 5 years ago to where that it basically makes the barrel impervious to any kind of corrosion, which is a lifesaver for anybody that's hunting with a muzzleloader, especially those guys that are a little bit lazy about cleaning muzzleloaders. I know that happens a lot.
We all know them.
So nitride process. Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. I made my living in the muzzleloader world and have for a long time, and I got some great buddies that absolutely know better than to leave their gun loaded all year long, but they still do it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's just a thing. Some guys just can't get over it. But we put the nitride process into play, and basically these barrels on these guns here are a Bagara barrel. Everybody knows the name Bagara. It's a leading barrel manufacturer. So they're a stainless steel barrel that we run through basically a salt bath, which is a nitride process. And if you're familiar with the terminology black gun, which everybody knows it's an AR-15 or so on and so forth, but it become a black gun, not because they just wanted to paint them black because they look cool in black, but to actually it's because they are nitrided, which makes them obviously impervious to any weather situations that our United States military has to deal with. And what that does is basically runs these stainless barrels through a salt bath, and it actually will extrude the carbon out of the stainless and bring it to the exterior surfaces. And that exterior surface is meaning outside of the barrel that you actually physically can see, and also the inside of the barrel that you cannot see. So the inside of the barrel is always going to be where you have a rust issue. But the nitrile process healed that problem because they're also nitrided on the inside of the barrel too. But for 2021 in the Acura series here, we nitrided it and also Cerakoted it. So we have an adjustable cheek piece. We have a Cerakoted action and receiver. They come factory with a Blackhorn breech plug, which is a specific breech plug designed to shoot the most modern propellant out there, which is Blackhorn 209. And they also have a fully adjustable trigger assembly. If you can see here at the bottom of the receiver, there's a screw there right here at the back of the trigger guard. So you actually can adjust the trigger assembly on this guy as well. So this here is one of the newest model 21. This one here you can see has a peep sight in the rear, a fiber optic sight up front. This here is what we call more of a Northwestern gun. There's several states out west, Idaho, Oregon, Colorado, that require guys to hunt with a muzzleloader to run iron sights and do not allow optics on those. So this here is an iron sight version, but with the adjustable cheek piece, you can actually take the iron sights off, put a Durasight ring and base on it, and then piece of glass on top of it as well, so you don't have to change from a regular gun to a Northwest gun like we used to in years past. So that's the latest and greatest in the break open. But you know, there's a pile of different muzzleloaders on the market today, and there's a pile of different cars too on the market. Some get you to point A to point B very fine and luxurious. Some get you there wicked fast. So we're familiar with the terminology Ferrari or Lamborghini. This here is the Ferrari or Lamborghini of modern muzzleloading. This here is a CVA Paramount. This here actually is a Paramount HTR. It is our first introduction into the bolt action market. This gun here is a very, very fast muzzleloader. This is brand new for 2021. This is a 40 caliber Paramount HTR. So typically, a muzzleloader, in general speaking, with a 250 grain bullet and 100 grains of, we'll say 777, has a muzzle velocity of 1,850 feet per second. So this Paramount HTR 40 cal shoots this ELR bullet, kind of hard to hold right there. That is a 225 grain power belt ELR 40 caliber. This bullet here leaves the muzzle of this Paramount HTR at 2,750 feet per second.
That's a little bit of an increase.
This is the Ferrari of muzzleloaders and is a one-hole gun. I was just working with a editor out of Utah here the other day, and he was running this gun sub-MOA at 600 yards. And actually, even better than that, it was half MOA at 600, which means a three-inch group at 600 yards. The Paramount series started a couple years ago. It took us 3 years basically to engineer and build our first Paramount. So now when we first started out, the Paramount was going to be just a gun. It's a Paramount. It became so popular after 1 year that now the Paramount actually is a series. You have a Paramount OG, which is what I like to call it, the first one that we built. Then you have a Paramount Pro, which is one has all the bells and whistles, has a TriggerTech trigger assembly, a Graybow fiberglass stock, a Cerakoted barrel action. So it is the grand poobah of the Paramounts. We also have a Paramount Colorado, which is designed specifically for Colorado hunters, because number one, you got to have open sights in Colorado. Number two, for hunting big game, it's got to be a 50 caliber. So we built a Colorado or Paramount Colorado for those guys out there. And then, of course, new for this year is the Paramount HTR. The stock is a little slimmer, a little thicker. What's that, brother?
Can you show us how you would actually, I mean, you don't have to load it here, but just explain where the powder goes in or how that goes into it.
Yep. So even though this is the Ferrari of muzzleloaders, it still loads like a traditional muzzleloader. All the loose powder, of course, you see this big thing on the end here. This is also new for our Paramounts. is a muzzle brake. Like I said, I've been in the muzzleloading industry for a long time, and another company I work for, we tried muzzle brakes back in the 90s and just could not get them to work. Well, they worked effectively. They just wasn't effective for the shooter because it's hard to load and run patches and clean after every shot when you get a muzzle brake on the end. But over a period of time, it took us about 2 years, but we got this muzzle brake to where, if you notice, there's three ports on this one. The bottom port is a lot larger. You can actually run your finger through that port right there. And that is so where you can actually reach in and grab the patch and pull it out after you swallow after shots. And when we send the Paramounts out, they actually come with what we call a fill funnel, which is a carbon fiber funnel that you utilize, slide through the brake, and then pour your loose powder in. So it still loads just like a standard muzzle loader, which means it has to load down the muzzle. The biggest difference is like, historically, pelletized powder has been very popular for muzzleloader hunters for the sheer fact they don't have to measure powder. And the thought process behind that is, well, it's a whole lot easier to load. But typically, we use what we call speed loaders when we go to the field. That's basically pre-measured charges and a bullet in a plastic container. So if we have to make a quick reload, we have everything already together in one hand. And we do that preloading of that speed loader at home. So everybody's always shot pellets because they say they load easier and quicker, but at the end of the day, loose powder pours down the barrel just as quick as pelletized powder does. And one thing I learned when I used to shoot in Friendship, Indiana, they have muzzleloader matches there once a year. And I was a competitive shooter there for a long time and shooting long range muzzleloading situations. The guys that I shot with on the team, I was the only guy from the South, the only guy that preferred to hunt versus shoot. These other guys that I spent time with, they were all dedicated long range match muzzleloader shooters. And never one time did I see them use a pellet or a pelletized piece of powder. And I was a little confused by that because that was kind of at that time was what was taking the world by storm. But they quickly schooled me that loose powder is always the most consistent because when you pour the powder down the barrel, this bottom portion right here is called a powder column. When you pour the powder down the barrel, your powder sits here at the base at this powder column. And if it's pelletized powder, we'll use my fist here for example. But if you stack up two pellets, you can see that there, you stack up two pellets, the outside diameter of these pellets are smaller than the inside diameter of this bore, so they can slide down and go to the powder column. Okay, so right. When they do that, can you see how they stack up at the powder column? You can't, because you can't see the pelletized powder. So they could be like this one time, they could be like this the next time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This way the next time. Okay, so when you're doing that, you notice around those pieces of the pelletized powder pieces there, there's the air pocket changes. The cavities change around those pieces of powder. So when they do that, they change chamber pressure. So every time you load the gun, you can't see how the pellets stack. So that means they're inconsistent. Do they go bang? Do they hit the target at 100 yards? For sure. Are they consistent? Absolutely no way. Because when you change chamber pressure, it's just like you're adding more or less powder to the load every time. So you'll get a variation in your impact at 100 yards. Are they pie plate stuff? Yes. Are they consistent to where they shoot the same hole? No. So when we designed this Paramount and the series of Paramounts now, we designed it specifically to shoot loose Blackhorn 209, which is the most modern propellant on the market today. Everybody is familiar with the Pyrodex and Hodgson's, or Pyrodex and 777. The biggest problem with those two powders is they're very hydroscopic. Obviously, you can tell by the slang in my voice. I am from the South, and we have a lot of humidity down here. The loose powder, whether it's the Pyrodex or 777, will absorb humidity out of the air. And a big problem for muzzleloader hunters during, especially in you guys' country, you're going to have more inclement weather than we're going to have. You're going to have more rain, more snow up there in the wintertime, which is a problem for other powders. Another great thing about Blackhorn is it is not hydroscopic. So moisture in the air, snow or rain will not jeopardize the load. So number one, it's more consistent. It's not corrosive because it doesn't have sulfur in it like the other powders do. And it's not hydroscopic, so it does not absorb moisture. So there's a lot of benefits to shoot Blackhorn 209. And we designed these Paramount guns to specifically shoot the Blackhorn 209 for all those reasons.
So quick question, not to take away from the guns that you're going over, but when it comes, everybody knows that it's hard to find ammo, right? It's yep. right now it's almost near impossible. Is it easier to find muzzle loader supplies?
Man, okay, so it's a trickle-down effect. So last year, not so much. This year, it's a little bit more difficult. And the biggest problem is the primers, the 209 shotgun primers. These Paramounts, we designed them to actually shoot a large rifle primer. And, of course, in the centerfire world, everybody in the world that reloads have bought every large rifle primer that they can find. Yeah. Which left us at a bit of a disadvantage because this gun works solely off the ignition of a large rifle primer. So to answer your question, it's become a bit more of a problem. And one thing, too, that a bit of inside trading information here from the hunting industry, Blackhorn has been around since 2010. Blackhorn did not gain popularity till about 4 years ago. Still today, I educate people on Blackhorn 209 that has never heard of it, which is so strange to me because I've been shooting it for 10 years. But nonetheless, one thing that has happened is Blackhorn 209 this year, up until this year, has always been made by a company called Western Powders. This year, just a couple months ago, Hodgdon bought Western Powders. And anytime a company buys another company, there's always going to be a transition.
Sure.
And there's always going to be bumps in the road in that transition. In the worst year ever to do that.
Yeah.
I get daily. Now, let me back that up. I get bi-hourly emails and phone calls from dudes across the country going, please, God, tell me you know where Blackhorn is at. So it's been tough to find, number one, due to the demand of the trickle-down effect. And then people hoarding it, and then also the changeover between Western Powders and Hodgdon here in 2021. So it's been a little bit tougher, but things are getting a little better. Like most of the Walmarts across the country are receiving allotments of the Blackhorn 209. I'm getting daily phone calls of guys walking to gun counters, to gun stores across the country, finding large rifle primers again. So it seems like now that we're getting close to hunting season, people are feeling a bit of relief and not so worried about that.
Good. Awesome, man. Thanks. I didn't want to distract from the conversation, but that just popped into my mind as, kind of a topic, if you will. So
you bet.
What else you got for us?
Oh, my gosh, bro. So one thing to make sure that people are aware of why this Paramount is so amazing. So there are other bolt-action muzzleloaders, long-range muzzleloaders on the market out there right now today. Unfortunately, all of those, except for the Paramount, have to go through a 4473 transfer, or meaning it has to go to a gun dealer. So it's considered a centerfire rifle. One thing that slowed us down, and our main objective, other than being obviously accurate, was to make sure when we were designing this gun. So this action is a CD action. It's a bolt action, but it's built off a Remington 700 footprint. So Remington trigger assemblies will fit this, aka Trigger Techs or Timonies or Jewels or anything like that. But also the rings and bases that will fit a Remington will fit the top side of this action as well. So it's 100% Remington footprint. So when we deal with the feds, one thing they look at is, hey, when this bolt action Remington footprint muzzleloader leaves the factory, can you in fact spin this barrel off and put a 300 Win Mag barrel on it? Can it be manipulated? So the biggest hang up is if it can be, then you kind of delay the ability for the consumer to get their hands on it because it's got to go through a gun dealer and do a transfer and all that kind of stuff. It took us 3 years with some of the best engineers in the country that happened to work for us. It took us 3 years to be able to build this Remington CVA Paramount action or the Remington footprint to where it could not be manipulated. So when this, you can actually order this 800-yard muzzleloader off CVA.com and it ships to your door and lays on the front porch like a pair of socks does at Amazon. So that it really took out a big hurdle for the end consumer not to have to go through the gun transfer and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit for sure.
Another really cool feature there's another cool feature is at the end of the day, we're all blue-collar Americans. We got to worry about every dollar that we make and worry about every dollar that we spend. When we're talking about an 800-yard muzzleloader, you typically think, man, that's going to be pretty nasty on the hip pocket. There's a company out there out of Wyoming that builds a long-range muzzleloader, a very well-known company. Their muzzleloader is designed to shoot our .45 caliber Paramount bullet. When you buy this $8,000 long-range muzzleloader, it comes with CVA bullets. Okay? It comes with CVA bullets. This Paramount right here, the HTR retails, suggested retail for $1,100. That's the greatest feature of everything in it, because I like to keep my dollars. And I like to have the best equipment I can afford. And I can buy an $8,000 muzzleloader, or I can buy a CVA Paramount for $1,100 and still have an 800-yard muzzleloader.
Well, that's what CVA is known for, too, right? It's the affordability and the quality that you put out for that affordability, which is, you know, in my opinion, I own a CVA, I think, was the first gun that I bought for hunting, actually. And that's why I went with it. You know, I did a lot of research on it, and the price point for what you get just makes sense.
You bet it does. And you know, I know, of course, I'm a muzzleloader geek, if you will. I probably have the largest collection of muzzleloaders in the country, I would say, just because that's the industry I've worked in since 1993. I consider muzzleloaders an heirloom gun. A lot of folks back in the day did not. They would consider them a gun. They'd shoot them for 3 years, and once they corroded up to pieces, they'd throw them away and get another one. Today's muzzleloaders that we build here in the CVA line, absolutely without question, is an heirloom gun that you can pass down to your kids and their kids. Which
as long as you don't leave it loaded all year round, yeah. Right?
Well, so there is that. It's not safe, but because of the nitride process, they will not corrode anymore.
Yeah, I do have my great grandfather's muzzleloader. I couldn't tell you what model it is. Is it the back of my closet? Just left alone. We're not going to shoot that thing, but pretty cool.
That is cool.
So outside of that, we obviously spent a lot of time talking about muzzleloaders, and that's one of my near and dear passions, and that's what we built our premise on, is black powder rifles. But today, again, technology has jumped into play, and we have this gem right here. Yes, it's bolt action. The barrel's a whole lot skinnier than the one I just showed you. This here is a CVA Cascade. This is a 6.5 Creedmoor. A couple years ago, we were doing some market research, and the number one selling centerfire on the market at that time was a Ruger American. And not beating on the Ruger American whatsoever, because it is a very great gun. But it was the only one out there that was priced in that $400 to $500 range, and there was nothing else touching it, so they had no competition. With the horsepower that we have, the manufacturing capabilities that we have, we decided they maybe need a little competition. So we built the CVA Cascade. This Cascade right here is Gen 3, so this is its third year of production. Still a lot of education out there to be had, because there's a lot of folks still don't know that we make some really amazing bolt action rifles. And because we've been in manufacturing of firearms for a long time, when we come out with this Cascade here, we wanted to make sure that it had every bell and whistle we could throw at it, again, that fit the pocketbook of most blue-collar Americans across the country. So we sat down with our engineering crew and said, well, if we were going to throw everything at it, what would it be? The first thing we thought of is, we talked about heirloom. I'm a 6 foot tall guy. I'm 6 foot two. I had young boys at one time. Their length of pull was different than my length of pull. So the first thing we wanted to make sure is if I got done with this gun, I could pass it down to my kids and their kids and so on and so forth. And it could be adjustable between different body sizes and different age structures. So our first thing is, it's hard to see here with this Real Tree Escape camo pattern on the back, but there's a line about, let's see, there's the butt pad. So the line is right here. So basically you pull the two screws out of the butt pad, pull the butt pad off, you pull a 1-inch spacer off, put the butt pad back on. So within a matter of, depends on how fast your screwdriver is, so a matter of 60 seconds, you actually can change the length of pull from 14 to 13. So that was our first piece. We wanted to make it adjustable for all body types. Second of all, I think one of my favorite pieces is a drop mag. There's a lot of guns out there that have hinged floor plates, which is cool, but it's so much easier to drop a mag out when you get back to the truck, knowing it's unloaded. And you don't have to worry about the bullets falling out and bouncing on the ground and getting your headlight out, trying to figure out where they failed and so on and so forth. So adjustable length of pull, drop magazine. We also wanted to make it to where it had adjustable trigger assembly. This trigger assembly we build in-house. So you have to pull the barreled action out. You can adjust the trigger assembly once you pull the barreled action out. And it's adjustable from 2.5 to 3.5. So I'm kind of a trigger snob, so I like mine down on the 2.5 side. A lot of guys like, for safety purposes, they want theirs around 3 for a hunting situation. A really cool feature is, other than being a bolt action CVA cascade itself, is most Remington footprint actions on the market today have a 90-degree bolt throw. And bolt throw, by that I mean, let's see if I can get that where you can see it. So bolt throw is from where it's in lock to where it goes up to unbolt and slide back. So this action here is called a bolt throw, okay? And the longer the bolt throw, the closer it gets to your scope, which if you have gloves on, which in you got your gloves gets in the way, your thumb gets mashed between the objective piece back here of the scope, becomes a problem. So again, another feature we wanted to come up with when we built our first bolt action gun was to have a 70-degree bolt throw. So it's a quicker bolt throw than any other bolt gun on the market today. Work our way forward. A couple options that a lot of guys run, especially if you're a predator guy, you run a sling and a bipod at the same time. So we put dual sling swivel studs on it, one for bipod, one for your sling. And then lastly, the biggest piece of technology that everybody's getting into, and unfortunately it's kind of slow for them to get into it now, but everybody runs a suppressor or a can, if you will. So years ago, if you wanted to do that, you had to get your gun from the factory and then you have to take it to a gunsmith, had the barrel threaded. So what we did is, from the factory, to just eliminate some problem, is we built it to where it was threaded from the muzzle. So basically you have adjustable length of pull, adjustable trigger assembly, short bolt throw, drop mag, dual sling swivel studs, a threaded barrel, camouflage stock, and Cerakoted barreled action, all for around $600 today.
I can't believe the price with all that. You know, I've been looking at, because that's a 350, right?
That's a 6.5.
This is 6.5.
That, oh, that's the 6.5. You have it in the 350.
It looks the same.
You have it in the 350 as well?
Yep.
Yeah. So looking at the 350 a while back, and there was nothing other than the CVA that I saw with that much into it for that kind of price.
There is nothing like that.
I mean, you should have seen it.
No, I was going to say, that's just kind of what we're known for, is putting as much stuff as you can into it, but still keep it affordable.
Yeah, you should have seen the craze here, because we're in the side of Michigan that's shotgun zone. So when they changed and let us shoot those straight wall cartridges,
oh man,
it went insane. And the shop that kind of invented it is up the street from us. Randy's kind of came up with the idea, and Ruger ran with it. And I mean, I go back to the store back home when that Ruger American came out, everybody I knew bought it. Every single person.
Find it.
It was insane.
You still can't get those guns. The 450, 350 in Michigan are a hot commodity.
So, I mean, people are looking for another option.
Yeah, you know, stock these stores, I'm telling you, they'll be gone in a heartbeat.
And one of the concerns, too, I think, which I guess, you know, coming from the gun industry, seeing guys building custom long range rifles that were, you know, back in the day, $5,000-$6,000, you know, so they could shoot half MOA or half inch groups at 100 yards. When you're getting down into a $500 and $600 bolt gun, you got to wonder if there's compromise with accuracy there for all those features. So this gun here that I just showed you, I just had as a sample, is actually a 6.5 Creedmoor, but one of the most popular rounds out there today, hardest ammunition to find, mind you, but most popular round is the 6.5 PRC. Same projectile, or 300 to 350 feet. Everybody knows the Creedmoor is being that sucker shoot almost anything, and the PRC is the same way. It just shoots it faster. So I was out doing some testing with a Cascade last week in 6.5 PRC. Had a gentleman that owns a custom ammo company, Pendleton Ammunition, out of La Grande, Oregon. And I was, this here's a target that I was running. If you guys can see that target there, the last group I shot was with a Barnes 127 grain bullet. That's a quarter inch group, three shots at 100 yards. So even though it's still a sub $600 gun in most cases, it's still a shooting machine. Cause I am not the world's best shot, but I'm shooting quarter inch group out of it at 100.
Yeah. My goal is to put it down with one, but that rarely happens.
My kid can do it, but
yeah, he did it this year, didn't he?
Uh huh. With the 450, a sack of potatoes.
Love it.
Yeah, I found it here. I found it. Oh. I'll share my screen. I found it.
Oh, you did?
There's the one.
There you go.
I just got to click this button now since they don't have it, obviously, but this is it. So yeah, it looks the same, Tim. That was the point. And it's still got the muzzle break or thread to do the muzzle break if you wanted it.
I love the camo too.
This one. Yeah, it looks sweet. And the way it looks right here, but they also got, it looks like the 350 as well, but again, the gun looks the same, you know, same aspects and everything, just a different, same price and everything. So it's really,
now, is 22 inch barrel, is that pretty standard for those? Or do you, I mean, obviously it has to be because CBA is making it, but do you guys have different barrel lengths for that? Or is it just the 22 inch?
You know, it totally depends on the caliber, like my 6.5 PRC that I was just talking about, because it is a rocket ship. It actually is a 24 inch barrel.
Got it.
Yeah. There's one right there.
Yeah, the 300 Win Mags are the same, but then the Creeds and the Bushmasters and things like that are
a little bit shorter.
Yeah. Yep.
But see, you want them shorter anyway. You want a small gun for what we're doing. And that,
yeah, the 6.5 PRC, when you put a suppressor on the end of it, I just got in from Wyoming here a couple of days ago. Been out there for 10 days hunting mule deer with the 6.5 PRC Cascade. And with the suppressor on the end of it, it's darn near as tall as I am.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can imagine.
You know, and so this year also too, we come out with, because of this suppressor craze, we come out with a gun we call the Cascade SB, or the Cascade Short Barrel. We have it in three different calibers, 300 Blackout, 308, and 6.5 Creedmoor. And they have 18 inch barrels, and they're designed specifically for running with a suppressor, especially in a tight location, AKA tree stand, shooting house, or redneck line, or whatever, you know. And a lot of folks think that, you know, when you go from a 24, 22 inch barrel and you cut it down to an 18 inch barrel, that there's accuracy loss. I've shot the Cascade 6.5 Creedmoor short barrel out to 1,000 yards multiple times. Just like I'm running a 22 or 24 inch barrel out to 1,000 yards. The only thing that I see that I lose out of that is a bit of muzzle velocity, just because it's got less barrel length to burn powder. But really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because we're all running really top end glass now with adjustable turrets up top. So we give it another click or two at 1,000, but at the end of the day, it's a whole lot shorter and still extremely accurate.
That's awesome. So I don't know about shots in Michigan when we're hunting, where we'd be reaching out more than probably 300 yards. So
yeah, we're good.
And these guns are so accurate this day and time, I can probably throw one pretty good at 300 yards.
There you go. I love it, man. I love it. Well, I've always been a big fan of CBA. Like I said, I mean, the quality versus the price for what you're getting has always been impressive to me from CBA. So it's
thank you.
Great to take a look at what you guys have going on this year. Awesome to have you on. to give us a little bit tour of what's going on. Any sort of hints, and I know you, a lot of people can't say a lot about what's going on, but any sort of hints about what might be coming out?
So maybe a little. So with every industry, there's got to be advancements in technology every year. We always want to see the latest and greatest. It's going to be extremely hard to expand on our Paramounts and our Cascades that we've built this year. But there will be some more adjustable features and maybe some more longer range designed Cascades in the future.
Awesome.
These things here are wicked amazing and basically set up today for the hunter in mind. But there's also a whole lot of shooters that the probably the fastest growing competition sport in the world today is the PRS matches, the long range shooting matches. And there's a lot of guys that want to get into that at affordable cost. So we may be building some Cascades that's maybe designed for shooters, not just hunters.
Awesome. Can't wait to see what you guys have put out there, man. We really appreciate you joining us today. It's been a yep. great pleasure. And I'm going to come over and you can put a cot in that room that you have behind me. I'll just
say we got to show the audience this. We got to see this. The audience has to see this.
Yeah. You got to lean to your right just a little.
No, you got to walk in there. I want to show them the side. No, all right. Hold on.
You got to disappear for a minute.
This is a gun safe.
That is crazy.
It's like an armory.
You look so tiny.
You just made every single person on that's going to watch this absolutely jealous.
I do love fire.
I feel so inadequate right now, and I'm going to have to go have a tough conversation with my wife, and I'll probably have to move in with you because I'm probably going to get kicked out of my house here once I give her my proposal.
Hey, you're welcome anytime. Just bring Emma.
Oh, bring Emma.
yeah well that's a pretty penny right there, that's for sure.
Can't use that gold.
That's a way to a man's heart right now. That is a way to a man's heart right now, man.
That is, man. Forget the food, give me ammo.
Yep.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Tony. We appreciate
Thanks,
you joining,
Tony,
man.
That.
This has been a presentation of bowhunterplanet.com. Join the hunt.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.